Rabbi Yossi Chazan, Parshas Nitzavim. Good morning. It's related that one of the Baba Rebbe's told that the Holy B'nai Yisoschar, B'shas Yuzadavin, he always had the Siddur of the Arizal in front of him. You know, you ever see the Siddur Arizal with all the Kavonis and Yichudim and Shemis and all the good tzach. But everyone noticed he never ever looks in the Siddur Arizal. He looked Davin from a posh at the Siddur. So someone asked him, why do you use Davin with an open Arizal Siddur if you don't use it? So he said, B'meya Baal Shem Tov, there was once a Maisa, a terrible story, that there was a Poritz, a Rosha Merusha, and there was a Yidl who owed him Schardir, he owed him rent, and the Yid couldn't come up with the cash. The Poritz, the Rosha, killed the Jew and his wife, and they had a Ben Yochid, and Hayos the Poritz was Holy Chariri, he had no children of his own, so he snatched the child, and he brought him up in his house without even knowing of his origin that he's really a Jewish kid. The boy grows up in the Poritz's house, in the lap of luxury, and he sees one day a group of Jews are going somewhere. So he asked, stop them, little child, where are you going? He said, we're Jewish, and we're going to Rosh Hashanah, we live in Adar. Therefore, the minig was in those days, the people from the small little hamlets, the towns used to go to the big city for Yom Neroi. The Eden Lameyar, going to the city. Okay, so one of the Yidl whispers to him, I want you to know, the Yidl knew the story, he knew his parents were murdered. They told, I want you to know that Be'em is your Yid, and your parents, I'll show you the house they used to live in the edge of the forest. They were poor people. They showed him, and the Yidl went on their way to the town, and he went back to the Poritz's house. He was bothered what the Yidl told him. He asked his so-called father, the Poritz, is it true? They say, really, I'm Jewish, my parents. He was machish. But somehow the child, the words of the Poritz didn't sit well with him. So it came a few days later, he decided to journey back to the house that they claimed was his parents' house, and he found the book lying there on the table. And he brought the book back. And a few days later, and he sees again the same group of Jews of Eiter journey. They asked him, my high? He said, Yom Kippur. It's like the holiest day, Day of Atonement. So he said, look, I found this book. It sounded like a Jewish book. It was Likta. So the Yidl tells him, this is a Siddur Korban Mincha. So what the Siddur that women, Lashon Tzidkoni, is always used to daven. They open up the Siddur, and they see on the front page, a blank page, the mother wrote the name of the child at his bris, and the day of his birth, his birthday, written in. So he was so nislive, he decided to join the Yidl in the city. So he took his mother's carbon mincha siddur and he went to shul. And he came to the shul, he opened up the siddur. Everyone's davening with a bren, with a slavas, with a chayas, with a frishkeit. When Ersh date, no, I can't explain it. So he opened up the siddur and he said, Rabbi Yisrael, this was the siddur of my mother. Had she been alive today, she would be davening from the siddur. But she's no longer here. And I don't know how to read. So I'm asking you, Abishter, Davin, Rabbi Yisrael, Davin from this Siddur of my mother on my behalf. Atkan. And the Baal Shem Tov said that this Bakosha of this little boy, this Yosemel, it was Mayrish Olimus. Concluded the Holy B'nai Yisoschar that my holy Rebbe's of past generations, they knew how to Davin with all the Kavonis, B'shlemus, Yichudim, whatever of Tzadik, knew how to Davin for the Arizal Siddur. And Ba'an Vesanusa, he said, I don't know how to daven for my Arizal Siddur. But I keep the Arizal Siddur open in front of me, and I say, Rabbeinu Shalom, daven for me from this Siddur. I don't know if you ever saw, I have a Siddur of the B'nai Yisoschar, right? Without great modesty, I don't know how to daven, Noshon Kirkein, I don't know how to daven not on Arizal Siddur, not on the B'nai Yisoschar Siddur. My problem is, I don't know how to daven from an art scroll Siddur, a poshut Siddur, I don't know how to daven. And I saw this story, it's going on in Nishgut of an Hartz, until I remembered another story. which gave me a bit zayish nechamasi ba'onyi. Big Talmud Chacham Muflag once went into Rav Shlomo Zalman, the Chazal Gevracha, El, they were talking, whatever, Berum Yishol Olam, and at the Sof of the Sicha, the Talmud Chacham asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, Segeitach Yoyim Adin, could he give him advice, Eitzes, what he could be Meshaper his lot? So Rav Shlomo Zalman, a typical Rav Shlomo Zalman answer, Mamish Meridik, he said, I don't live in your house, I don't know Vastutzich Badir, right? So I can't give you an Eitzes. I can only tell you that this year for Elul, Likras, Yom Adin, I was mekabel on myself that I'll kopon him every bracha that I say, I'll be mechavet in the first two words, I'll kopon. When you say Boruch Ato, think what you're saying. So the Talmud Chacham took Rav Shlomo Zalman's Eitzah, and he said he learned two things from this. The Meridik Gevurot. Number one, when it comes to making Kabbalah, El Tarbu, Dabru, Gevoya, Gevoya. Don't let the Chayim Himmelich in bosom, as we say in Yiddish. Right? Take something tangible, practical, concrete, it's doable. But he said, when you mechav it in Boruch Ato, for Shteitzach, the whole bracha was different. And if a person's brachas are different, then Bishal, the whole davening is different, the whole life is different. The Gemara says, Hai man, the boy, the head, the chassidi, the chayim mili, the brachas, your life becomes different. So from this word from Shlomo Zalman, I learned that sometimes you open a small Pesach, a chud b'shul machat, in Yonim of davening, and that could illuminate the rest of our lives. So therefore, I decided today I'm going to talk about on the kudla, a small Indian in davening, which spoke to me. It's bad. Everyone knows the haftarah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, is filah from Chana. Why to read Chana? So one of the reasons it's read, the Pashtos, is the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud, that in Rosh Hashanah was Nifkut, Sarah, Rachel, and Chana. Minolan, how do you know? Omar Abeloza, Asya Pekidim, Kida, Asya Zechira, 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 Zechira. Here it says by Rachel, by Yisker Oli Kim is Rachel, and by Chana it's right, and then it says by Chana by Yisker Reha Hashem, but by Rachel and Chana it says Loshen Zchir, and the Asya Zchir is Zchir in Rosh Hashanah because it says Rosh Hashanah Shabbos in Zichrin Trua, so it's Zikaron, and then so that I only know Chana. After many Chana learns that. We learn Xerah Shava from Rosh Hashanah, from Chana to Rosh Hashanah. And Zechira Zechira we learn from Sarah. So from Sarah we learn is comparable to so from Rachel Meinach we compare it to Chana. Right? And Chana, it says Vayizkere Hashem, we compare it to Rosh Hashanah. How do I know anything about Sarah? Because it says Vashem Pokad es Sarah. And by Chana it says Ki Pokad Hashem es Chana. So we compare Chana to Sarah also. Kuntos, the way Chazal are learning, the way Chazal certainly learns this way, is what? The Gzeirah Shavah is from Rosh Hashanah to Chan. Then, Zechira, Zechira. It also says Zechira by Rachel, so we learn Rachel from Chan. And then, Pekidah, Pekidah, Sarah to Chan. Tell us the obvious klotzkash. What's klap again azoy? I have to learn a pasuk in Bereishis from a pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. And Shmuel Aleph will compare me to what? Zichrin Truah of Rosh Hashanah. Why can you not learn Rachel directly from the pasuk by Rosh Hashanah? You hear my kasha? It's a weird thing. You're going to take a pasuk from the Torah, having Zeir Shava to Nevi'im, and from there back to the Torah. Why don't you go straight from Rachel to the pasuk? So I saw a beautiful answer. A new sefer just Mamrish came out this year, as far as I know, the Shari Yisachar from the Sachar Englander, according to the Rachel, Meir Dikavot, or Pepashtus. It says Azoy. I'm not going through the whole lumda, deep word. It says Pashat. In order that a Yid should get a chsiv, chsiv, toyim, but aldo gutta brachas, you have to evoke the Shem Havayah, Midas Harach. Not Chas V'Sholim, Midas Hadin, as we say in the Zohar, people say it before, Kiyo Shef. What does it say by Rachel? By Yisgireha, Elohim, Midas Hadin. Therefore, Chazal didn't want to tell the Rishava to compare Rosh Hashanah is like Vayizkir Elikim, because that's Midas Hadin, that's Toignish. Therefore, whom do we compare it to? Chana. There it says, Vayizkir Havayit Kevov Keshem Arach. And there, once we learned that there was a Schira, Pekidah, Mechana, Rosh Hashanah, we learn. Yeah. Moreover, he says, if you look at all the other personalities, the Mois, who had a Pekidah on Rosh Hashanah, it would never be Shlemus. Why? Rachel conceives, right? But we all know Targum Yonason says, famously, she conceived Rachel Dina, and Leah conceived Yosef. And because she was Masra Simonim, and Leah didn't want that her sister was Masra Devin version, so the Abishim made a swap. I'm not going through the whole lumdus here, incomplicate. Right? So the pekid al kaponim, the conception was not Bishlemus. So we don't learn from by Sarah also wasn't complete because it wasn't the immediate, the whole lumdus in it, right? And therefore, who is the source of the tefillah, which was Niskabel B'Shlemus? Dafkechan. And from there we learn to others, vis-a-vis the chronology. Well, the fees I understand also, I'm not saying I say, why when Chazal lists the Imois who were Nifkida in Rosh Hashanah, we miss that Rivka. And Mefurish Chazal in numerous Midrashim, that when Yitzhak and Rivka prayed and she was answered, that was also Rosh Hashanah. Why do we miss her out? The answer is also wasn't, as the Sfarim say already, it wasn't the Pekid of B'Shlemus because she gave birth to an Esav. We would have been better off if he wasn't ever in the world. You with me? So the vort here, and that's why, by the way, the Gemara says in Brachas, why are there 9 Brachas in the Musaf of Shmini Esra of Roshana? So one of the opinions is connected to the 9 Askaras of Chana. Again, it's patterned Dafka after Chana. Because Dafka Chana teaches us the Shlemus in Asher Alkin. Chazal say, Gemara says in Brachas, Kamo Hilchas Givrosa Iko Lemeit, is many important seminal central concepts of Tefillah that we learn from Chana. Again, Dafka Chana, there's something B'Shlemus in Chana. Just Lahoyer, Derech Agav, there's another vort in the Shlemus of Chana which you don't find by anybody else. Here the two in Tanakh. And Dafka, therefore, the Hilchas Givrosa is learned Dafka from Chana. Take it. Okay, let me try to explain. There, Bechlal, the Rebbe explains in Likut Tesichas in Chelech of Tes, Murray Tigavort. There are 2 types of tefillah, 2 in Yonim in tefillah. There's the tefillah that a person davens every day, for in Yonim, Hechrechim, which are Tmidim Kisidro. And on this, there's a machloikas, the Dasaram, tefillah, once a day at least, is midraisa, the Dasaram ban, udi ime, and most read, that's very, very shenim, is that tefillah is only midrabono. And then there's a tefillah when you're asking the Eibush, not just for lechem chuki and lechem lechel, but a little bit normal, ordinary, tiviistic things which routinely happen, but you're asking the Eibush in a moment of tzor. And all the Mepharshim explained that even Laman the Umr, that tefillah is only what? Midrabanon, or tefillah, tzaka, beisara, l'chule alma, it's what? Derais. What's the difference? So it's explained, I'll write it to the Torah. There's a seminal difference between, I'll give you some background information, between a brocha and a tefillah. What is a brocha? What is the root word of brocha? Either from the word brecha, which is a pool, a mikveh mayim, and your mamshich from this gathering of water, everyone to their field, whatever you need, or miloshin like the loshin of the Mishnah, hamavrich esagefen. Your mamshich, you bring down. So, in other words, a bracha is pshat, the object of my search, which I'm seeking, which I'm praying for, it's already there. But in oilim esalyoin, mipnei ezes sibud, there's an ikuv, there's a pkak. There's some kind of, and the tzinur, the bracha hasn't come down the tzinur. So you make a bracha, you go to a tzaddik for a bracha, and he's able to unplug the stoppage, whatever, and the bracha comes from Eilam Atzilus, from Shmei Merim, wherever it comes from, and it comes down to Eilam Azeh HaGashim. That's what you find. I'll give you a simple example. It says, Ishki Berchosam Berchot. The bracha is given every person, each shevet, Kibur Chasam, to the bracha, their particular individual, unique, specific, distinctive bracha. When Sikil is Yodel, Yankavino, and Yosef says, Lo Yikain of it. So she says, because he's a bracha of Akotah in Yigilin. Why couldn't Yankav give a bracha of the Benashe, that he should be greater than Ephraim? Is the Chareis Agaitin, she says, like, a bracha is Pshat. The thing is already there, Bishar Shoy Lamailo. And Duch the Bracha comes down. If in Lamaila Ephraim was greater than Menashe, you could set in your head, but a Bracha doesn't create something new. That's what a bracha means. What is tefillah? When you daven, you say yehi rotzoin milfonech. Davening has the advantage over a bracha that is able to shaft, to create, to be poil a dover chodosh shlehoyel leilomim. Not even in meroimim. You create a new rotzoin by the bashef. And therefore, ledas haramban udime. Now you understand why tefillah, ordinary things, they're there already. So the tefillah which is creating a dover chodosh yehi rotzoin, is masim when you need something which doesn't exist. Normal, ordinary things, the way the Eibershter gave the world, they exist. So the idea of tefillah, as we just explained, is not so applicable as much to ordinary, daily, routine matters. But if you need to be poyel Yeshua, al pi derech hateva, the doctors say there's no hope, or achveit is atzirus geshamim, whatever the case may be, right? Then you have a tefillah, and you could be mishana teva. Now, step number two, it's obvious. The greater the shinui of teva, the more deeper and profound the tefillah has to be. Now you could also work out yourselves. You're not going to be a genius to work this out. Ein doima, a bracha for refuah, for geshomim, parnasa, whatever it is, even if it is lemaila from teva, to a bracha, to an okar or an akara, to create a child. Creating a child bichlal is a Indian of the Eibishter who's Ein Sof, who the Eibishter only he could create. And when Teva says you're an Okar or an Akora, and you want to be Mavatal that Teva, which the Eibishter himself put into Briyat HaOlam, that needs even a greater Ruch, a greater Tefillah. More than that, Tifrigaret, the tefillah of Hannah was not only, as you find previously, by Sora, by Yitzchak and Rivka, by Rachel, they were tefillahs for people who b'derech teva korim, which bichlal is a gewaldige haflodige tefillah. There's a deeper word by Hannah. Hannah, when she davens, it says vatidor neder leimra shatzvokis imroi tiras oni abasecha v'nosatul amoscho zera anoshim. So Chazal teaches in Medrash, what's zera anoshim? Tzadikim. She's not just praying for any other child, she's praying for a tzaddik. Right? Bechlal, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, after Zayin, the Malach HaMemuna Al HaTipa, it takes the Tipa before the Eber, before the Kisei Yaakov, and he says, this, what will it be? A Chacham or a Tipish? Will it be a Gibor or a Cholosh? Ve'ilu tzaddik ve'rosha loikam. Because that we have a principle that Hakol b'dei shemayim, chutz miyir shemayim, as Chazal say there, and generally, otherwise there would be you would be mevatel bechira chofshes. And the Rambam b'Hilchos Teuvim Perek Vav says bechira chofshes is the omud, is the central theme of Torah mitzvos. Without bechira chofshes, Yiddish. Chana makes a neder that her son should be zera anoshim, right, which is to be a tzaddik, as Chazal darshin, and it was niskayim. And she was able to be poil in tefillah, not just the existence of a zak with flesh and beiner, but a tzaddik, which l'chura is not only against the teva of brias of teva of gashmias of velt, it's against the teva of the Eibishter that he was matbia in Torah and mitzvahs, which is all about the omud of bechira chofshes. I'm not going involved in the halachic thing. She made a neder that he should become a nozir. Hal arichet, hal lomzer, that it became a isha can't be. The Mishnah says, in nozir, isha is madar is benoy, right? It was when he was mekabel of nozirus, then it was chalim afreya. Through the words of Hannah, there was a chaluis in Hannah's words. It just wasn't a pusta prayer for the future. The kumtus that a woman is able to create a metzias, which is against the teva in gashmias, it's even against the teva in the way the gidrei, the seder of Torah of Yiddishkeit, which the Eibishter bestellt in welt. Because by Hannah it says va'eshpech es nafshi l'sne Hashem, when a person pours out pnimi es libuy, and he throws away all his personal cares and worries and machshavas and ritzoinus, and he stands before the Eibishter ka'avda ka'memora, and he's at the lashon of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, your mevata, your yasei ritzoinoi kirtzoinecho k'deishi yevatal ritzoinoi b'nei ritzoinecho, right? Then you're able to be poel Yeshuas l'mayla miderech ha-teva from velt and teva from the ordinary seder of Torah. And now you understand, just, you don't understand, but whatever, this white tefillas chana bedavka bediuk is connected to Rosh Hashanah. It's not just it happens to be chronological Rosh Hashanah. Hashem will read it after. It's connected to Hashem. It's much, much deeper. The whole idea of Rosh Hashanah, you do it, the central theme of Rosh Hashanah is binyan hamalchus, a king, even a melech basar v'dom lehavdil. He doesn't have it in his blood to be a king. A king b'derech chateva is, as it says by Shaul, mishich me'levai lemaylo gavoya mikolom. A king is upgezundert. He's separate from Welt. To be able to go and to care about the tzrachim of every individual, of his people, he needs a hashpol. And how do we, every sefer you look up in Rosh Hashanah, the central theme of Rosh Hashanah, when he is mevatel himself and his own return is for the Eibishter, he's me'oir the haktaras hamelech, that the Eibishter should have the rotzen, he's me'oir in the Eibishter, the desire to be once again a melech on Yisrael, a melech hakol olam kulo. And that comes through bittul. So l'sikum, just to summarize where we got from now, I see from that chana was poil what no one else hitherto was able to be poil against all teva of vel teva the seder of Torah, something totally new through the koyach of Ritvil. And therefore I thought, Asher Alkein, it's connected to Rosh Hashanah when we all have be poil. What lesson could simple people Anoshim Kerkeinu, Dafka Anoshim Kerkeinu, could learn from Tfilas Chana? Okay, let's go to the story. Pasuk says Chana comes to the Mishkan Shiloh, v'hi moras nefesh u'bochei tzivke, and the pasuk says v'hoya kihir b'sol l'spala Hashem. Hashem ve'eli shomer espia, Eli is guarding her lips, and he sees that raks v'seh noyis v'koyel yishama v'yechshevel Eli l'shikir. Eli thinks Chana is a drunkard, an alcoholic, intoxicated. So Eli waits, and when she finishes her whole mumbling and bumbling and whatever, Eli tells her, but he's going godl. Chazal say, Oyse Hayoim, the day the story happened, there were Mamana Eli as the Shoifer. So you mean like a Georgia Dayan? He's the leader of Kal Yisrael. This is the day he's appointed. And Rashi says, and Eli fell, and he says, Admosay Tishtakrin, a serious Yenech Melech, how long will you be drunk? So what does Chana answer? She had no kid children, she had no parents. And sie weint sich aus dem tiefen Herzen. So what does Eli tell her? Chilishon, go home. Chilishon, v'likei Yisrael, Yishalim, whatever. Yishalim, Gavish will. It's riddled with questions. First of all, vikuntz. Every year should be done. One of the inyanim we discussed for Rosh Hashanah is be done. Everyone chasus. You're the kohen gadol. You're the leader of Klal Yisrael, and one of the greatest notions of kohenis ever in the history of Klal Yisrael comes to you, and she's a moras nefesh. And what do you tell her? You're drunkard, a serious yenich melech. How could you make such a the emes eschias me of? We're human. Ober, to make such a horrible mistake, men akotze lakotze, befrat you're a dayin, and kol dayin shedon din emes lamitoi, chulu. And Toysta says you have to be done not just what the person said or did, but it's machshavas. And you're a koyin, kol avoid of kahana is machshoye brus in the liba. A koyin has to, karbonis is connected machshava, b'shish l'shish, jem shish l'dvorim, the Gemara says in Zohar. You have to know machshavas. You make such a colossal mistake. A, question number one. Question number, Lu Yitzu, you'll find any Hezber, why Eli, what motivated Eli to make this terrible mistake? Why in the world did the Torah Kedusha write this L'Doyrus, this terrible misjudgment of Eli? Hare Bignus of a behemoth Tzmeya Kosu. You make Eli into a Felch. I have to know every information, every mistake everyone made. Number two. Number three, if Eli Taka thought that she's drunk, in other words, before she came to the Mishkan, she stopped on Shiloh Road and went to the Bear and Bull pub and had three martinis for lunch, and now she came to that. That's pshat, that's what Eli thought. So why in the world did he wait till she finishes her davening, and then he gives her the musr? He's called the bouncer, throw her out. She's mechal koshin, she's standing there for the hegel, for the arna kodesh. This is how you come to daven? Hello? And she does. And Nachdem, what does he say afterwards? when she says v'yayin v'sheister lo yishotisti, etc. v'yan eli v'yomer l'chil l'shalim v'likei yisrael yitir shilosch. Mitamolt mahapich. Till now he thinks he's a drunkard. Now he does, what would you do if he was a case? You're a nice guy. You're a rabbi of a shul, and a person comes to you with a broken heart. You would be mishtativ b'tzar chaveri. I'm really sorry to hear about your matzav. There was no tilim in those days. Whatever. Davin and tzadamin, right? There was tilim. That's another. Let's davin, right? You know, I'll be mishtativ with your tzar. I'll davin for you. No, he doesn't say continue davening. It's good. The Abraham gives words of bitachon. The chil shall forget about your davening. Davening is finished. Likay Yisrael, you shall. No more davening. What? K'maymer hamuzgah. This is a beautiful word, which has nothing to do with what I'm talking about, but it's a word from the Ger Rebbe. It's a beautiful word. From here you see just a different answer to this last kasha. The goydel dveikus of a tzaddik l'tzoyin marisay. When Eli comes, normally a person is like mumbling grunt, whatever, he thinks that she's a drunkard. So he asks her. And she says, no, I'm a Yishuk Shas Ruach, I need children. So what Eli now is really bothered with self-doubt. I'm now the mani, I'm the Rebbe, the Tzaddik, and a woman, that's a bracha and a tzitkoni, and she comes to pour out her heart. And I didn't feel anything. I didn't feel her pain. I wasn't mishtatit b'tzar chaveri. Vikuntus. How come I don't feel anything? I should have davened with her. I should have cried with her. Is the charayas yeshuina geholfen? If he didn't feel anything, is the charayah once she started davening, dos izos, she is. Okay, that's a maimer hamuzgah. It's a beautiful word, but incoming. Okay. So to understand all of the above, I saw a beautiful, simple hesber in the sefer called Noyam Siach. From the soul Zisha Horowitz, the Rav Chalsidim and a lot, Moirdig word. The Rebbe says similar but a totally different Mahalach, but whatever. It's a beautiful word he says. Zicher Eli did not think that Chana went to a pub. So she's literally, Begashmi is drunk. But Chana was Mechadish, a new Derech in Avoides Atfilo, which was totally new to Eli. He was totally, never saw it before. And therefore he queries her, what's going on here? Let me try to explain. What happens, you deal in hechera circles, I deal with all kinds of people. What is the effect? A person imbibes what the pasuk says, yayin yisamach lavenish. You ever see a person drunk? How does a person who shikers, in his cups, as you say in England, right? How does he react? What do you see on this person? Right? You see a drunkard person, I've seen this many, many times, unfortunately. No reservations, no inhibitions. He's brimming with self-confidence, right? He has no little grip on reality. He doesn't recognize boundaries. I get written with the Gadol Shepedor as if he's two mates, right? Right? He's inarticulate. He can't hardly put a sentence together. Oh, and you see, another thing about drunkard people, their mood swings. One minute they're laughing like a hyena, the next minute they're crying. You ever see drunkards? You see people are all over the place, emotional. Right? What's pshat? Another thing about a drunkard, how's a drunkard? He can't walk a straight line. It's one of the tests the police use when they stop you, yeah? The pasuk can tell them, they're shaking, they're shoving, they're making hand waves and whatever. Right? A drunkard is pshat. In Yiddish, there's an expression, was is off the tzung von a shiker, is off in lung. Whatever is off in lung, in a veinig, off in tzung. Or as a wise man once put it, a chacham thinks what he says. A drunkard says what he thinks. Everything. Normally, you have a resin, you have a inhibitions. So you don't tell, if everyone would say everything they think about everyone else, nobody would be talking to each other. Trust me. When you're drunk, so nichnas yayin, yasa sod, all the innovating secrets which normally your cloyus yoyit says, yasu shvayg, just don't. Right? All reservations, inhibitions, down the drain. Now, when the ovis, going back to the when the ovis hakdoishin davt, when Moshe Rabbeinu davt, what was their physical posture? What did they look like? How would you imagine Moshe Rabbeinu to see Avraham Avinu davt? The emes is the same as Shmuel in Veschanon, Tafresh, Ayin Hey, few places in Kairach. There are two types of tzaddikim. They are a rule. There are tzaddikim who are bali muyach. Right? And when they daven, Remember, gold derhoyben the tzaddikim, you don't see any tznua by them. So we know from the Shulchan Torah, the commander brings the Baal Shem Tov. People say chassidim chuckling down. The Baal Shem Tov never chuckled. His face was flam fire. You can see nothing. The Rebbe Rabinim stood there like a piece of stone. The Kotzker, the Shem Yishmul says that his father Avinezer once had the lung problems. So he was ill. He was like spitting up blood. So his future shver, the Kotzker said, Rosh Hashanah, you'll daven by me. And he had a small little room next to the Beis Medrash HaGadol. He davened him. He said, the Kotzker, you didn't see any tznua on him, right? But his face was like a Malach Hashem Neir. It was awesome. The Chayinah from all the great tzaddikim, there's a vort from Yitzchak Moshe brings it, it's brought from Mechel Zlotshiver and other tzaddikim. Vayanu vayamdu mirochek. When you see a person vayanu ashokult, it's a chalaya halt right. The emes is the greatest, the emes that Yitzchak Moshe brings, it depends on the madrega of tzaddikim who are bivchinas bote broi, the external, the chamber, they shokult. The tzaddikim who are totally bidvekus bashem, they're totally bottle, they stand there. How's it? Yeah? I didn't see this. All the Sforim Akdash, Amarich, and the different Sugim of Tzaddikim. Right? You see the Pirke that Yisrael Sukkah brings, the Gemara says in Brachas Michal Ba'achas, and Gavriel B'shtayim. Says the Bnei Yisrael Sukkah in Agad the Pirke, the greater, the more dovuk a person is to the Eibishter, the less tnu is chitzoinim he needs. That's the rule the Eibishter created in the world. The pasuk which says Ein beis asoyer royes kum umer shebiyodei b'asher Hashem itri. So the Antoni and Tal Chaim says by the emes is tzaddikim, by Yitzchak tzaddik, you couldn't see anything b'chitzoyin. It's like in vision they say b'kerif kedoshim. The higher, the loftier, the deeper a person is, you see nothing on him. So why did you see nothing by Yitzchak Hashem b'asher Hashem itri? Because he's dovek in the Eibishter, right? So that's what Eli, that's a Kal Yisrael experience, Sadiqim from the Ovis Takto Yishin Ramesha, davening till now. Suddenly, Kumtarain Chana, and Eli says she had a totally new form of davening. She's davening mit Koilus, mit Islavus, mit whatever, with a Rar, with Bechias Neirois, Yachoygiyani, Yakashikar. This is a davening of a drunkard, of an intoxicated person. Yidin, Sadiqim, don't daven that way. So what does Eli tell her? I don't have payers. You know where my family stems from? We're from the Bnei Kirach, who ligin in Shel Tachtis. We have no payers, not only Begashmias, we have no payers, Baruchnias. And Noshim Kerkenu have to daven with a bren, with a slavus, with a frischkeit. Because that's the way, it's, beside the fact that when you daven, there's an inyan of kolatz moisli, Teimarin, the Pnei Yeshua says that's trapped in the Gemara and Brachas, why the Yudches Brachas, from the Esrei, and Mechuvin Keneged, Yudches Chulius, because you got to use your spine, right? Obrachutz dem, all the Sforim, the Sefer, the Rabbein Ophraim, the Sefer Chassidim, the whatever, all the Sforim HaKadoshim say, that's what's, Fanoshim Ker Kenu, that's what's Megarish, the Sitra Achar, with the Klippis, with all the Shvartav Koichos, that you're able to daven to Kavon. That frees the person in the eternal. Bechaldim or Beshomer says, I said, sorry, Darizal, Siddur, the Beis Osir, says, today, simple people who don't know how to kavonas yichudim, but if they daven with a bren, with a slav, I've been to shul sometimes, I'm upbeat in England, where I see there's more life in a morgue than there is in the shul. It's like, it drives me crazy. Persian, that's a whole year. That you know, the pasuk says that kol yankiv v'yadayim yidei. So everyone knows the chazal. So Shalom Belz is clear. It says that v'yod eichezus b'akev Esav. What is the akev? What's like innovating from Esav? In other words, the milu of Esav, ayin chin vov, 136, which is gematria kol. And someone pointed out gevaldig avort, kol rom is gematria 136, which is Esav zelu mazeh, which is gematria of, I guess it won't gematria today. V'hoya baniach Hashem likecha l'cha mikol ayvecha, also by Darmolik, which is also the Paul says yadber amim tachteini yadber amim is also gematria 103. How are we megaber with the mekatrigim the sultan with the imei, right? Dafka through a kol rom, and that's part is brought from the Mishna Kabriner. But by Koyrach it says, "V'chol Yisrael Ashesi v'seyem nosu l'koylom ki omru pen tivlo emehorts." You're there, and people are being about to be swallowed up in the artsius and the chumrius and velt with the machshavas zoris with whatever. So nosu l'koylom, how do you run away from the satan with all the whatever, right? Dafka l'kot midam mitabren. And that breaks all the mechitzas in the Mesach HaMavdil, and the Eberish through Kol Ram, and Shemir Tfilis, and the Eberish is Moich through Taf Kol Ram. Nachazach, a tzvei the nekuda from a shikr. The nekuda of a shikr is when you drink, you know what happens? Sinit do kein Welt, in Chassidic terminology. The whole world doesn't exist. There's you and no one else. That's how it says in Sforum, a person should daven. You have to worry about plitis and pneus, whatever. You can take your talus over your head, and no one, if you're a man, at least, so no one can see what you're doing. You could cry your eyes, you could smile, whatever you want. When you daven v'ish layale imach, the pasuk says, the pasuk in Sforum HaKadoshim say, kol oldom liyir ba'el moyir b'voyer l'chapra l'akoydesh v'atzeisei, when he comes to daven yom neroyim, make believe there's nobody else in the shul, right? And that's how you daven. And that's pshat. Hashem bodod yanchenu. Right? If a person is alone with the Eibishter, and it means Erlich, he's not one of these people who daven in the shul for 3 hours Menesra at home at 15 seconds. Or b'vein imoy kel necher, in other words, the lekim achem ha'ponov, the ponov is a pneu, says in Sforum, the greatest avodah zarah is geus. When a person only wants to be with the Bashef, and he closes off everybody else, and halten the tsnua from a shikra davening, then all his feelings are hurt. Grad, a third nekud I learned from a shikr. A shikr who has no innovations, evein tzuchut. A child wants something, he cries. The Blushva Rebbe, Zecha Tzadik Levracha, brings from Zayde, from David Lelever, the ocean of Bechias, of the river, is called Yisrol Yom Neroyim, that creates the keser for the Eibish Jus Kisei Yaakov. And everyone knows the Divrei Arizal, that a person who doesn't cry on Rosh Hashanah is Ein Nishmos Yishlim. There's something pogum in his neshama. You'll ask me, but everyone knows the Gros says, but my Sadav, that you're not allowed to cry on Rosh Hashanah. Because the Pasuk says, Nechemia al Tivku. Yeah. So, how do you end for the steer between the Arizal and the Munkacher brings the Chai Yisachar? It claims that the Gros said such a thing, which is against Rabbeinu Arizal, which is called Vorib Yel Yawano. How do you reconcile the Arizal and the Gros? Like a bed in with you. Before you ask the contradiction between the Gros and the Arizal, why don't you ask the contradiction in Psukim? Lufi das many authorities, the whole shakl of Tai income, including the Shaloh Kodesh, the Chusufer, the Varposhet, Mefursim, and the Zagoyes Torachayim, and the Yeshua. When did the story, the Tefillah of Chana, happen? Rosh Hashanah. And what did it say? Bochay Tifkin. So how did Chana cry if you just told me the pasuk says Nechemia, Al Tifkuf? So that a kashrut between the Gro and the Arizal, a kashrut between Psukim. Al Kashrut, you have to say, one of two ways, or more ways, Pashas. You're not allowed to cry what the girl was talking about, crying on your Aveiros. Just like you're not Mizvada, you don't say Ashamnu on Rosh Hashanah, because you don't even Oir Mekat Dinim. I'll dare say you don't cry for your failings, your Aveiros in Rosh Hashanah. What the Arizal was talking about, a person davened in a shay, and he knows that his whole life is, you know, I was telling this person in the coffee room before the story, said from Zayda, Meister Shehoya Nebuch Le'alenu, there was a younger man in Yishalayim died, and they, the Chavar Kadisha, bring the body, the goof, and they bring it to the house, you know, you lie on the floor, you do it. And the Nifter Le'alenu, the Bar Minan, is wrapped with a talus. And the Yisoyimim, the children, they don't know what sutra though. They don't. No one ever. They're too young. Children sometimes have a minig that they play with sitters. You see, in shul, kids like to make knots and spiel. And they see the meslik, the father, when they're playing with the sitters. What's the problem? They don't know what's licked unto the talus. Nobody knows what's licked unto the talus, what the next year will bring. If a person is davening not because of negativity of virus, but he's davening at the Ebershim Mekabu Berachma Verosis, he will say no, then Lechuli Al Mitzmut. Befrat Al the Rebbe writes Lekutei Torah that even the Bechias of Rosh Hashanah, right, Yom Kippur, are also Mitoch Simcha. Like the Al the Rebbe writes Lekutei Torah Al Derech Rabbi Kiva, that when he saw the Soydis at Torah in Shir Hashirim, Zolgu End of the Mois. And Rav Nachman of Breslov writes in the Kutei Maran, therefore Bechias, Rosh Hatevis, Beshimcha, Yigilun Kol HaYom Kiyadu. And all the Rebbe, Shmelka, and Rosh Chum Sofer, even the Mois of Rosh Hashanah are Mitoch Simcha. And this Velt says that Dvash is Rosh Hatevis, Nutrikun, Dimosi Sima Benoidecho. But Dvash is sweet. In other words, so the Yismach Moshe explains, there was a melech who got angry on his avod, and he decided achatz dosam. They're going to be swinging from the gallows. So they were all metachas eitz. How do we avert? How do we defend? How do we avert this decree? They thought maybe bring a matana, a dollar, and tapas to the king to bribe him. The Saramashkim, who was in intimate relation with the king every day, probably, you know, he says, I've known this king for many, many years. All the drinnes, all the matanas you're going to bring him, you won't bribe him with anything. The only soft point the king has, he likes the bitter trop, he likes a good mashke. Buy him the fanciest, best mashke which speaks to him, and write a little cover note, a michtav of his natslus, that you attach to the bottle of his favorite mashke, and he'll be misratz or whatever. Right? Like Moshe said, whatever you do, the Eibishter is a melech misratz bidmois. Right? When a person davens with achayis with the slav, like a shikur davening, which is the chiddush of Chana, right? Then you're able to give the Eibishter the mashke that he likes, which is the demois, the bichias, and from that, how could a person, you'll ask me, be a daven like a shikur, to have two opposite tnuis bevasachas, so now we can begin the shir. I cannot try to elaborate, but okay, let me just preface briefly. It always bothered me since I'm a child, like zichroinus. I can get malchus. I'm into malchus. I understand shofars. What's this zichroinus about? Shadikim are marish oilimus by zichroinus. Unbelievable. And they say, well, zichroinus is not just you recording past history. You create the same. What is zichroinus? Well, the whole, I have many kashas. Income and kumah. I have no time. This is really a separate shir. This is a pasuk in Tilly. Pasuk says, David HaMelech asked milfonecho mishpot yetze, einecho techazen amishor. I'm asking, Eibishter milfonecho mishpot yetze, einecho, your eyes, shelvish as a steer. David HaMelech says, al tovoi b'mishpot imonu kiel yistak levnecho lchoi. Say this form of murder digavort. The pasuk says, vayar elikim es b'nei Yisrael, vayeda elikim. So the Yidah Kodesh Taich. When the Eibishter looks at Eden, what happens? Vayeda Yidin come to know the Eibishter. What's the problem? The Ramban already was mashrish by the when Moshe Rabbeinu counted Eden. When a tzaddik, when Moshe Avin Avim and Aaron Kedush Hashem count to make a big census of the Eden, they look at them. That itself elevates them. Kiddua by tzaddikim. Dafka a tzaddik looks at something. By Moshe it says he looked at the Eretz Yisrael. He elevated. He gave broch and terror to Saul. This one says, "Tov ayinu yivayroch, al tikin gomer, al tugi yivayroch, eli yivarech." A tzaddik is able to, right? So much to say. Right? What happens when Eden filed by the Eibishter? Kivnei Morin, right? And the Eibishter, it looks at everyone collectively and individually. The zechira, the Eibishter looks at us. That gufa is poil, and aliyah for Klal Yisro. In other words, there's a kinyan gashmi. You want a koinus? You find shleim oichsim betal zemer nimer tosia. Right. What's it in? Zemer kula shali. Why do you think mitzvah nimer tosia and zemer kula shali? The words, I would have thought, my mitzvah, re-see it. And you're a koina, bevri, you're a kamash, and you have to. What's pshat here? In Gashmias, you need a kinyan, in hagbo. In Ruchnias, how are you koina something? Behabotabal. If you look at something, it elevates it. This is also, I'm not, the Vina Rav speaks this at great length. That's pshat, it says by the words, also the Adam, the Kaddish, Isha Ajirena. Before you make your kinyan, you should nix this bishlay shadrachim. The re'iyah creates the kinyan ruch. You're attached to something you look at. Right? And the Kliyakar says this. And therefore we say in the piyut, the koina avodav badin. Right? The koina avodav badin. Right? Because when the Eibishter looks at us, we're elevated. And that's pshat. What do you say? The eyes is the ur pnei melechayim, which when the Eibishter looks, that's why we say the Barditch when this week's parish says, I have no time to elaborate, the whole thing is connected to Atam Nisav Mayim Kulim, right? But the bottom line is, when everyone goes before the Eibishter, whatever you are, there's actually a pasuk which says, when the people say, Hatsoifa la Rosha, the chofetz beats off good. So the Sforim say, when the Eibush is soifel arashi, look, even beside Rashi, you have no payers, you're a chana. You're from Bnei Kairach. You're licking shel tachtis. Aber the Eibusher is soifel arashi, he looks at you, and therefore the chofetz beats, that goof is perfect. Now I understand, just derech agav, why the chamber, tell me, atem, I gotta connect to the parasha, atem, nitzom, yim kulchum, ne Hashem alikeichem, is gimatria kol boya oilam, oivron lefonov, kivnei moron, bidiuk, right? And therefore, atem ditzovim is gimatria is pnei Hashem alikecha, the Eibush pnei chayim. Atem ditzovim is gimatria tizkur. What's the connection of tzchira? What's going on here? Just the kitzur. Rashi says when the Eden heard the klolus of last week's parsha, this kamer pneim, they went crazy. Miyachol lamed beela. The Eibush says what? Atem ditzovim hayoim kulchem. Where ditzovim oimdim ditzovim is davening. Oimdim lifnei Hashem alikecha. V'yid stands before the Eibush, like we said before, bechana. Then we're all zeichin that the Eibush will kabel shloishin of usin the chobis Yisrael. All of us will be gebench with the chsidah chlim etayim v'ragash mizoruchis. Amen.